We're doing the Avad Chesed. We're up to page Resh Pei Gimel in the Zeligman edition. Page. Resh Yud Dalid in the regular edition. If anyone wants anything. Katzvus, Farim Makdashim. The holy works right. She'avo uchim neveito shel adam. When guests come to a person's house, a person should welcome them with a warm greeting, and he should give them to eat right away. When the guests come, very often the host says, supper's in an hour. Give him something right away, because it could be he's hungry and he's embarrassed to eat. And you guys for sure have experienced this as yeshiva guys. You show up an hour before Shabbos or 2 hours before Shabbos and you're ravenous because you didn't have lunch and you barely had breakfast. And the host says, the host figures that the Shabbos meal is in an hour. And they don't realize that you're walking around hungry. So I learned the value of buying rugelach before I go to someone for Shabbos. Because they don't, very often, they're not offering you food before Shabbos. They're not offering you food between the meals. So fed for yourself. But as a host, remember that when a guest comes to your house, see if you can give him something right away. One of the keys to achnasat ochim is the look on your face when you give him the food. If you look happy, the guest feels at ease. If you're upset, even if it's not the guest's fault, you're upset at what your kid did, your wife did, your boss did, it doesn't matter. The guest automatically feels uncomfortable. He feels like he's an imposition. And even if the host he's worried about something, he's upset about something, cover it before the guests. Now, you guys as guests have to do your end of the deal. We once had a Shavuos. I was teaching. I gave the last class before Alos. And then we had a bunch of guys come over for the meal. So one guy asked me, when's the meal? So I told him the meal is right after Vesikin. So he said, no, I go, I daven later at 8, 9 o'clock. I could only show up at 11, 12 o'clock. I said, fine, so then let's find you a different host. So he said, no, when do you eat? I said, we're going to eat at 7:30 after the davening. And he says, no, I end davening at 11. I said, fine, let's find you a different host. No, you eat at 7, fine. Okay, so we get home from shul, 7:30. The guy's not there. We wait for him 15, 20 minutes at 10 to 8. We start the meal. We finish the meal at 10 o'clock. We're clearing the table and everyone's very tired. No one slept the whole night. All the guys are ready to pack out. And at 10 to 11, the guy knocks on the door. Because he decided he's going to do his thing. So that's not fair. You know, and my job is now to put on a smile and do achnasat orchim like the Chafetz Chaim says. Maybe. Depending on the family situation and other things. But that's not fair for a guest to do that. Your host tells you a time, you should be there at that time. Wait, don't show up too early, don't show up too late.
You're what? Obligated to feed him?
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm obligated to feed him, but what would Avraham Avinu do? I'm saying it's a chutzpah, what he did is wrong, but what are you going to do? Tell a guy, go have your yom tov meal in the park. Go figure something out. I don't think a person's obligated to give him anything, but I think that a person has to think, what does their Ribbono Shel Olam want you to do at that moment? So the person's wrong. He's dead wrong, but now you're going to let him go without a yom tov meal. I'm saying it's a tough call, but that's what I'm saying. As guests, you have to ensure that you're proper guests. Don't take advantage of the host. When you're hosts, so you have to be giving, but when you're guests, you have to be considerate. Part of being a good host is that you present the food as though you're wealthy, even if you're poor. You show them you're comfortable giving them the food. Part of being a good host is that you make the guest feel comfortable. A guest will sometimes take away much more from the atmosphere of the meal than from the food itself. Don't tell them your troubles. Ki yishaberet rucham b'choshram shebishvilam umro b'chimat shemeabit zcharo avuzeh. And if a person tells his troubles to the guests, so then they automatically feel uncomfortable because they think maybe he's hinting to me that I'm also part of his troubles, that I'm an inconvenience. And then he might, like, he's almost losing all his sechar for saying such a thing during the meal. So we're going to continue here, but he's giving us many practical tips as hosts how to do the mitzvah to its finest. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.